AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. India's official coronavirus death toll is 414,000. A report released today says the number of dead in India may be as much as 10 times the official count. The government in India has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated and misleading. At a meeting of the International Olympic Committee, Japan's prime minister said the world needs to see his country can host a safe Olympics. Competition in Tokyo starts tomorrow. The opening ceremony is Friday. Only about 21% of Japan is inoculated. IOC President Thomas Bach says athletes have been waiting to be on this stage.
Their amazing achievements, their effort, excellence, emotions, joy and tears. This creates the magic of the Olympic Games.
Bach says canceling the Olympics was never an option. A police official with experience around Washington, D.C. is the pick to run the U.S. Capitol Police following the January Capitol riot.
Tom Manger served 15 years as chief of Montgomery County, Maryland. He was picked for the position, according to four people who spoke to the Associated Press, on condition of anonymity. The decision comes as the Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies are struggling to determine the best way to secure the Capitol and what direction to take the force that guards the building and the lawmakers inside it. The department has asked for more funding, more officers, and better riot gear. A new House committee is investigating the insurrection and the mistakes made by the Capitol Police and other law enforcement that allowed hundreds of Trump's supporters to break in. I'm Julie Walker.
A few days ago, it was Richard Branson. Today, it's Amazon's Jeff Bezos, who will soar into space on his own rocket. Launch of Blue Origin is scheduled in Texas. Bezos's brother, an 18-year-old from the Netherlands, and an 82-year-old female aviation pioneer from Texas will be with him. This is AP News. A new study suggests smoke from wildfires could increase the risk of coronavirus infection.
A study published by scientists at the Desert Research Institute finds coronavirus infection rates increased disproportionately last year during the wildfire season when smoke blanketed some western states. The authors noted that positive COVID tests were up significantly during times when there were high levels of particulate matter in the air from wildfire smoke, saying it likely suggests pollution makes people more prone to viruses in general. But the scientists also noted there could be other factors, like changes in COVID restrictions in a given area or kids going back to school. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden tempered his assessment social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation about vaccines on their platforms, saying he hoped they would not take it personally, instead would act to save lives. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.